For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's Dolphins week. The Texans play football after being on bye week. As much as we talk about how stressful the games have been to watch, not having Texans football this past week was more annoying to me than watching the Texans play sometimes. So I'm excited to have Texans football back this week. Welcome to the Bullpen Commute. It's me, James Roy, with Tom Chavarria. Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm good. See, I appreciate all the football. So, like, when everybody was like, oh, the Texans can't hurt me, you know, they're not playing this week, I'm like, you know what? I'm here for the pain. You know, I miss football. Like, I'm here for it. Like, we only get 17 of these bad boys. So give me all the football. I'm ready.
100%. I mean, and growing up, it was the same way. I'd be like, going into the bye week, I'd be like, oh, it was miserable, you know, the Texans aren't even going to make the playoffs or however it would go that season, and then the bye week would come, and I'd be like, man, I really wish I was watching some Texans football right now, so I'm excited to have it back. Before we dive into the discussion, I had a thought since we're commuting, and I want to ask you a question based off of that. What do you do in the mornings to kind of get going and make, like, I feel like regardless of how long or short the drive is, it's dark outside, you're a little tired, you know, you may or may not have gotten much sleep. What is your, like, routine to get on the road and make sure you're, like, alert and ready to go?
I've got my trusty Zoa energy drink that gets me through. Some people are coffee drinkers. I know now in Houston it's getting kind of cold, so, you know, I might opt to a coffee, but for the most part, you know, coffee's only for salt. I really just, you know, probably got good music. You know, I'm a classic rock guy in the morning, so I'll normally go that route. We're not doing this, but that's what kind of gets me there.
All right. I've generally opted for coffee in the past. I still need to figure out. So I have a coffee cup at work, and I don't like bringing it in the truck because then if I forget it at home, then I don't have a coffee cup at work. But I also don't want to have a travel mug that's just in the truck taking up a cup holder. So right now I've got a Red Bull, and yeah, music plays a big part in it too. I when I'm really tired, I put on some of the heavier stuff, you know, just really try and keep me going. But right now I'm feeling great. Got half a Red Bull in, and we're going to talk some Texans, so I'm ready to go. Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about it. One thing I wanted to talk to you about is Mike McDaniel as a head coach. I feel like he kind of hit the scene as this, like, wonder kid, and a lot of what's happened, I don't know if it's his fault necessarily with the downturn in the Dolphins' play recently, but how do you feel about Mike McDaniel as a head coach now with hindsight being what he's been for the Dolphins his whole career so far?
I mean, Mike McDaniel is a great coach. Like, I don't really necessarily get into, like, the X's and O's. I do feel like he does call a good football game. But, like, just as a motivator of men, you know, as a leader, you know, when you saw, I don't know if you saw it, but when you know, he had that phone call with Tua, like, you're my guy, and the way that, you know, he's really, like, tried really hard to, you know, motivate and be behind his people. Like, for me, I love what Mike is doing.
Yeah, I agree, especially, I think that as Texans fans, we talk about how D'Amico has been supportive of the players. He's a players coach. And as much as when the team doesn't do well, people don't like that because they're trying to find something to be mad about. Being a players coach and having the back of your players is one of the more important steps to getting the best out of your players. So I agree with you. Like, when I think of Mike McDaniel, one of the first things that comes to mind is how he handled getting Tua his confidence back. And the fact that he drew, you know, a leading passer, because back in, it was, I want to say 2023, Tua and Tyreek Hill were the leading passer and receiver in the NFL. So that's a feat that was only accomplished one time before that in the past 15 years. That was in 2009 by Andre Johnson and Matt Schaub. And in the three times it's happened over that time period, that's the only team that's made the playoffs. So, I mean, huge stuff that he's done there. I have massive respect for Mike McDaniel as a coach. And to get to my point, I mean, I don't think the clock is running out of time on him, although it feels like the whole Shanahan coaching tree to some extent is kind of on thin ice in some way or another with their respective positions, depending on who you ask. Outside of the Texans, I'm looking at, like, Sean McVay having his fair share of troubles, but I think even he has kind of – it's a resilient coaching tree. So I don't feel like any of them are in that position where it's like, okay, it's time to get him out of here and try something new. I can respect what they're doing. And that kind of gets into the point of, like I said, whether it's his fault or not, I mean, you look at the Dolphins this past offseason, the defense kind of took a huge hit because they were trying to make room on the payroll to actually not be over the cap going into the season. How do you feel that's impacted this team? Do you feel like I feel like, honestly, it's a combination of the Tua injury and probably defensive losses. Which one do you think is weighing heavier on this Dolphins team, though?
It's got to be injuries for me. When you look at this team, they've suffered so many injuries to so many different guys. Their running back seems like every week one of them is down. They've got two really good running backs. You know, right now, Tyreek Hill's not 100%. You talked about Tua. Every team has to make, you know, cuts based on the cap, right? The Texans can only do so much, even though, you know, the fan base wants to want them to sign everyone. Their cap situation, and that's kind of, you know, why they didn't go out and get Jeffrey Simmons, or why they didn't go out and get, you know, Brock to find help. So I totally understand that aspect. I think it was good. But, I mean, injuries, you can't prepare for them. You know, the number one ability is availability. And the Dolphins were in effort. It really wasn't back there as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Best ability is availability. You go into the season, you prepare your roster within the rules that are set by the NFL, and you can control that, and you can only, that's really the only thing you have control of, or one of the few things you do is the way you construct your roster to try and give the coaching staff the best chance to, you know, coach a winning team, and then all of a sudden an injury hits. I mean, for reference, I mean, I would look at the Texan situation. If you saw that graphic going into the season, you know, C.J. Stroud, Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, that whole group was on the field, I think, a total of one games this season due to injuries. So, I mean, it's tough to prepare for those. You do your best. And I think to Nick Caserio's credit, you know, he has built a roster that is resilient beyond those injuries. While I feel like Stephon Diggs' presence, along with Nico Collins and Joe Mixon, were missed when they were out, this is a Texans team that, I mean, people are frustrated with it because of the way that they played, but I think there are other fan bases in the league that would go to a great lengths to have a team that could perform as well as the Texans did in spite of the injuries they received to key players. So looking at it from the Dolphins' perspective, I mean, losing your quarterback for any amount of time, especially with as serious as that was for them, is deeply impactful. Excuse me. I feel for them. And that was one of those discussions that Texans fans were having, at the beginning of the season. It's like, oh, Tua is out. If Tua remains out, then that's an easier matchup. But we're kind of catching the Dolphins really at full strength, and it's they're a team that's making a playoff push. How do you think that impacts it, if at all, the fact that the Dolphins, like, realistically, they're in the hunt, they're two games out of a wild card position, and a loss to the Texans could realistically be a dagger in their season if they don't come in and take care of business. How do you think that's motivating them?
I mean, backs against the wall. You know, teams that you know, it's their season, play some of the best football because they know they just can't afford to lose another game. So, obviously, you're going to get Miami's best. I think you were going to get Miami's best regardless of the situation. Teams don't like, being embarrassed. So I really feel like Nico Ryan's attack, plenty of opportunity to, make sure.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey guys, we need this victory. We need to be ready to go. And
And I think it comes from both ends too, because even though the Texans are in the lead in the AFC South and have a pretty clear path to the playoffs, it still comes down to like that motivation to get the wins needed. And so, outside of being entirely removed from the playoffs, I think that if the Dolphins were to be eliminated, that maybe it's in their best interest to sit Tua, to give him time to like fully recover from all this concussion stuff that he's going through. I'm not saying that he's not fully recovered, but you know what I mean? As tough as it is to probably get a competitor like Tua to sit out any amount of time, with this many games left in the season, I'm probably not feeling too strongly about playing Tua at that point. But that's not the case. So going into this one, another thing that people were talking about, the Dolphins are not the same team on the road as they are at home. So obviously the Texans being at home for this game is a huge advantage, at least as it would appear. How do you feel that impacts this game, if at all?
I mean, it's true that the Texans are very similar. They don't have a game on the road either. I think it's so difficult to go on the road or get in there and out. And you really hate to have it. I think it's probably more as bad in NRG because it's a dome, it's going to be 70 time in there as opposed to, like, you know, blistering cold, which they were to play in New York or New England for any one of their divisional games. So while I do think the home crowd will be a factor, I do think Miami will also be able to play better on this road environment than, say, you know, a division level.
Yeah, and when you talk about the Texans' home field, like, the Texans play very well at home. You could say that the Dolphins' away disadvantage and the Texans' home field advantage combined maybe gives you reason to believe this game should be pretty open and shut. But the Dolphins' struggles, I think, very much center in the same way that the Texans' away struggles center around the cold weather. So with this being NRG, I'm not quite sure it's going to have as significant of an impact as you would think. A game that I'm looking at coming up in the 11-day stretch that should be impacted pretty heavily by the home field advantage is going to be the Ravens game, because that's a team that has really dominated the Texans in Baltimore. But I think that them coming to Houston is at least evens the playing field in some way for the Texans going into that game. But as far as home field advantage for the Texans in this one, I'm not weighing as heavy on that, or I'm not letting that weigh as heavy on my opinion of it as, like, anything else. But with that, we've talked about this matchup. We did talk about it earlier in the week, so I think that now is as good a time as any to kind of dole out our predictions, our score predictions. So I'll let you go first, Tom. What do you think is going to be the result of this matchup?
So the Texans have not given us a game where we could just kind of sit back and enjoy it. It's been stress all year long. I don't expect that to change. I think, like you said, Miami's going to play, you know, to save their season. So my score will reflect that. I'm looking at 28-24 Texans. I think it will be a game in which both teams are able to move the football. Teams are on the board, and my hope is that the Texans will get out in front and do just enough to keep Miami from
winning. Nice. I like it. I have to lean heavy on the defense. I feel like this season, all of my score predictions have been somewhere in the 20s for the Texans scoring. In an effort, I only say this really to see if I can push the Texans in some way to score more points, just prove me wrong. I'm going to go a little lower on my score prediction. I know that I understand that what I say here doesn't have any bearing on how the Texans actually perform, but I'm going to go with 17-14. I'm going to take the Texans, and I'm going to go ahead and put it on a last-second field goal. I think that it plays out like a pretty typical Texans game. The Texans I'll go through my storybook ending in a minute, but just to give a brief overview of the whole game, I think that in the first half, it's pretty low scoring, maybe like 7-7. And then the Texans come out the gate in the second half and put a touchdown up, and the Dolphins take a minute to answer. Closer to the end of the third quarter, and it's back and forth early in the fourth, and then for the storybook ending, the Dolphins will drive down the field, and they're closing in. They've pretty much just breached field goal range, and at that point, the Texans defense steps up and strip sacks Tua with about a minute left in the game. Ball at the 50. CJ hits Nico for a quick 15-20 yards. Joe Mixon runs it up the middle to run out the clock a little bit, and gets about 5-10 yards. Puts him in, like, if I did the math right, probably about a 50-yard field goal. Kaimi is in NRG. He's going to hit it, and that seals the game. So there it is, my overview / storybook ending. For a 17-14, I feel bad. I don't feel good personally about saying that it's going to end 17-14. because that and every part of that prediction just sounds like I'm saying the Texans are going to be the same Texans coming out of the bye week. But I guess I really say it that way to hope that they prove me wrong. So that is my prediction. Tom, do you have anything else to say about this matchup before we kind of bring this thing to a close?
Sir, I really hope for you and for all the Texans faithful you are 100% wrong. That sounds like a horrible, horrible post-game where everyone is like going, why can't the Texans score? Everybody's going, why are we like this? You know, we can't win games. We have to kind of luck our way into them. I truly hope that's wrong. That does not sound like a good talking about that game. So, here's to hoping the Texans absolutely prove you wrong.
I agree with you. Let me read my Twitter feed during that game if it goes down the way that I have predicted it. Why can't Bobby Slowick call an offensive game? This offense isn't up. D'Amico is too friendly with the players and no one's motivated. How are we coming off of a bye week with Azeez Al-Shaair suspended for a total BS call and this team feels like they don't even know any of that happened and they're unmotivated? I don't know. I could go down the line of what's going to be said on Twitter if that happens. Same old Texans. And then Houston Stressin's will tweet, Stressin! No, I'm just kidding.
100%.
But, I mean, yeah, I hope it doesn't go that way. I 100% agree with you. I think that we've spoken to it, but, I mean, my big thing is that with the way that the organization backed Azeez and with the bye week, which is super late, and it's been pointed out before by other content creators, but I'll put it out there. The Texans started their season earlier at the Hall of Fame game, and they had the latest bye week in the entire season. That was pretty poor planning on the league's end to put the Texans to a point where they're playing football every week, with the exception of the break everyone gets between preseason and regular season, for longer and it's more in general than everyone else. Not my favorite schedule the Texans have ever gotten, but to come off of that and not be motivated and look a very apparently different as a team for the better would be disappointing. I don't need like a night and day difference, just like evidence that it was fatigue, it was a rest, and that, and also like some motivation for the league basically villainizing the Texans in some way would be what I'd like to see. But we'll see how it plays out. As always, thanks for tuning in. I've been James Roy. You can find me at James Roy NFL on Twitter and Instagram. And Tom is at TCTom1 on Instagram and Third Coast Tom on Twitter. Thanks for listening. As always, stay classy, Houston, and vamos, Texans.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bullpen, a Texans podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and follow along for more Texans talk from The Bullpen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.